I keep banging on this subject because I keep waiting for citizens to wake up and say 50 cents a gallon. That's what Jay Inslee and his crazy carbon tax have added to the cost of fuel. I mean, when you look up the amount of fuel that is sold on a daily basis, in this case in Washington State, and then you multiply by 50 cents a gallon, it is stripping literally millions of dollars every single day from the pockets of citizens. And for the most part, they don't even get a chance to identify the tax that it is, because the tax is applied at the wholesale level to propane, to natural gas, to diesel, and to gasoline. It's a hidden tax. And Jay Inslee would have you believe that if we just tax people enough, that we'll be able to save planet Earth from global warming. I know it's a cockamamie theory, but the money doesn't even go to that just yet. And we'll find out more about that from Senator Mark Schessler, who joins me now, representing the 9th Legislative District. Senator, welcome back.
Good to be with you and your listeners again, Lars.
I want to know when the state of Washington is going to be forced to follow the law that your Democrat colleagues passed, because they said you can add this carbon tax, you can force everybody who sells fuel of any kind, the kinds I just mentioned, but you have to exempt agriculture from that. And the Department of Ecology said, well, we had plenty of time to collect all those extra dollars, now counting, if I'm right, more than $1 billion in less than a year, but we haven't had the time to exempt the people that the law actually exempts. I want to know how we get this fixed. Does it take pitchforks and torches and showing up at Jay Inslee's doorstep at the governor's mansion?
Well, I think you had a guest on last week, Sherry Call from the Washington Trucking Association. You know, she's a very sharp executive, and their action in court with the Farm Bureau is the only language this administration really understands, because Jay's not running again for a fourth term, so he feels like he is immune from this. So, unfortunately, litigation to protect hardworking taxpayers from billions, not millions, but billions, is critical.
Well, so, and yet, Jay Inslee, I mean, do you ever encounter the guy and say, Governor, you're charging tens of millions of dollars to the agriculture sector that you have no right to charge under the law you champion? And I just wonder if you were that bold and stepped up to Governor Inslee when you encounter him at the Capitol, what does he say to something like that?
You know, he believes that this is a good thing. He shows no remorse. That is plain and simple. There's no remorse about working families or small businesses. Here is a perfect example. My friend Sam Villarreal in Othello, hardworking individual, supplies grain and commodity hauling for farmers in and around the Columbia Basin. Sam is asking, how do I get my refund for those thousands and thousands of dollars I was overcharged last year? How do I give my drivers a pay raise, who are hardworking middle-class people in places like Othello? He can't afford to. It's punishing the small business, lowest guys on the rung, because with diesel, it's not 50 cents, it's 60.
Yeah, it's 60 cents a gallon. Is it going to take something like some minor level civil disobedience, like every, you know, half the farmers and half the truckers in the state to show up and just park their rigs around the governor's mansion and say, we're not leaving till Jay Inslee comes out and explains to us, how is it you have a law that allows you to strip out $1 billion out of the pockets of Washington state residents, but the law specifically says those people in agriculture, including trucking agriculture, are specifically exempt? Your government has the time to collect one, but doesn't have the time to actually acknowledge that there's an exemption in there for everybody in agriculture?
Well, it's going to take something, whether it's broad-based media or litigation. If you go back to 1977 during the American agricultural movement, one farmer crawled underneath a trailer and cut the air brakes off, and they couldn't move the trailer, blocking a bridge in and out of Mexico. True story. They sent hundreds of farmers to jail and tear gassed them for protesting what was happening. You know, I really don't want to see those things happen in this country again. But as I told the Tri-Cities Area Chamber yesterday, the inflation costs from this fuel problem are probably the number one issue you faced. We met with the Washington State Bankers Association. They said, do you realize how many of your loans are related to agriculture and this crisis? Do you realize what it's doing to the cost of home building with 60-cent diesel and $6 at the pump? This is an issue for ag and for the economy in general that people literally need to wake up to.
Well, you know, I mean, at this point, I don't see how we get any other kind of justice, because Senator Schessler, you may know, I'm not the biggest person when it comes to civil disobedience. I understand it's a proud American tradition going right back to the Tea Party, and I get that. But I've always told people, if you decide to do it and you break the law, then you might have to pay a fine. The problem is, these days, with the J6 example in D.C., with what the Democrats will do to you if you decide to engage in civil disobedience, I don't know what Jay Inslee would do. But frankly, it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all if a bunch of farmers showed up with four or five truckloads of silage and dropped it right in the middle of Jay Inslee's driveway at the governor's mansion, or maybe in front of the legislature. And when people say, how dare you do such a thing? All this stinking, rotting vegetable material, and you dumped it right in front of the legislature, say, you know what? You seem to have forgotten about agriculture, and we thought this would be a nice pungent reminder.
I have to totally agree with you, Lars. I'm not a fan of it, but at some point, when do we wake them up? Maybe I need to park my semi in front of his house for a week.
Now, that would be great. And cut the air brakes. We'll take up a collection and pay for replacement airlines for you. What do you say? And just say, you can't move it. I'm sorry.
They're cheaper than diesel.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure they are. But, I mean, Jay Inslee, and the funny thing about this, not funny, but strange thing, is that Jay Inslee will simply tell you why my carbon tax, adding $1 billion to the cost of all these energy companies, has nothing to do with the price increase. He'll just lie through his teeth. And shame on the Seattle media, you know, the TV reporters who could go out and they could beleaguer Jay Inslee. They could find him at his next public appearance and say, Governor, You're hurting agriculture, which is hurting everybody in the state. You're hurting working people. You're hurting truckers. Give us an explanation and tell us what you're going to do to fix it. And just keep dogging him. I've seen the media dog people before. They dogged Trump for 4 long years. Any Republican who runs for office in Oregon or Washington gets dogged by the media. Well, how about taking those same dogging techniques and apply them to Jay Inslee and say, Governor, are you simply going to sit there while your agriculture sector is the victim of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes it shouldn't have to pay because of a law that your government, an executive branch agency, won't fix? Senator Schessler, thanks very much. That's Mark Schessler from District 9.